Hey there, fearless ladies and gun aficionados. Welcome back to Liberty Lipstick and Lead, where we're armed with knowledge and a whole lot of sass. I am your host, Ursula Ann, and joining us in the firing line for today's episode is the fierce and fabulous Katrina from Alpha Female Tactical. She's a force to be reckoned with in the firearms world, teaching women new to the game to dive in, get acquainted, and gain their confidence. So grab your favorite firearm and get ready to lock and load, because Katrina is about to drop some knowledge bombs and make y'all laugh while she does it. You don't want to miss this episode of Liberty Lipstick and Lead.
But I'm so excited to actually speak to you. Hello. We have Katrina from Alpha Female Tactical today. I just wanted to chat with you. I don't know if that's...
Yes.
I didn't have any massive questions or anything, but it's really cool to meet another female in the space. How long have you been doing this? I know you're... Deputy, don't arrest me for asking funky questions. Just kidding. I'm a dork. But how long have you been doing that? How long have you been into this? I know you were like bodybuilding before or something, or?
Yeah. My life has definitely taken a lot of turns as far as career choices, things I studied in college, what I've done. I've been here, I've been there. As far as Alpha Female Tactical and being part of, I guess you'd say, the 2A industry, I got into everything prior to us launching Alpha Female Tactical.
Oh, cool.
Now, I grew up with an upbringing where, like, guns were not in my family. I lived in an area you could leave your house unlocked. Like, it was just not a thing. I started dating my now husband in 2014 in Vegas. And 2 weeks into dating, his first gift to me was a tactical folding knife for self-protection. And I was, okay, you know, it came in this little box. So I'm like, jewelry, it's gonna be a necklace for sure. And then I open it and it's this knife. And I was like, oh, thanks, I think. Okay. And he's like, it's important for me to know that, like, you have something with you. We start dating. He starts getting me into guns and we slowly start developing that. And I had only shot a gun prior to meeting him one time, which was also on a weird, like, first date experience, which was weird. Not going to get into that. It's a whole different story. But, but he's the one that got me more into shooting and, like, being comfortable with it and being open to the idea of it. But we didn't, once we moved to Florida in 2017, that's when he was like, hey, I want you to get your concealed carry license. Like, I want you to actually start carrying a gun. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I went and took my CCW class out here in Panama City. And it was, they go over all the legal information, of course, sell you on the insurance. But I only shot one single bullet in that class. So for me, at least I already knew how to manipulate and handle guns because of my husband.
Yeah.
But like every other woman in the class left that class saying, okay, my gun is going to go right back in my safe, because they didn't teach me how to manipulate it, how to load it, like how to aim it, nothing. They just gave us a loaded gun. We shot one bullet on a target like 5 feet away and they're like, cool, you're signed off. Like, you can go get your CCW. And this was obviously prior to Florida's now constitutional carry that changed last year. So when I got home, my husband's, oh, how was your CCW class? I was like, I shot one bullet. He's, oh my gosh, are you serious? He had this epiphany one night, and his background is Marine Special Forces and recon. And then he was a counterterrorism instructor for years in Vegas. He was training both men and women, but mainly men in the military, SWAT, CIA, FBI, Special Forces, advanced tactical training and defensive tactics and things like that. So he was like, you know what? This is ridiculous that they make it so hard for women. And so one night, I thought I lost you.
Just for a second.
Okay. And my service is probably cutting out. We had a big storm last night.
Oh, bummer.
But so he was like, I want to create a program for women, like a training program. Everything I'm teaching the men, I want to build women into being like badasses. So that was how Alpha Female Tactical was born. So we started with self-defense classes, and then we went into the shooting classes, and here we are. And that was in 2020 was when we launched Alpha Female Tactical. It was October of 2020.
So right in line with all the fun COVID mess. That's amazing.
Yeah. Which was actually
in Florida.
Yeah, we were in Florida, and surprisingly, I thought more people were going to talk smack, because we started posting videos of our self-defense classes, which is obviously close quarters, hand-to-hand, breathing on each other. We're not wearing masks. But not a single person like made a comment about COVID or like social distancing. It was just like, cool. Yeah, women need this.
That's awesome. So if I can, I don't want to like infringe on your guys's program or anything, but what are some of the first considerations that you guys have for women coming in who maybe have literally zero experience but would like to become proficient?
Yeah, and that's majority of our students. Of course, we always start very slow. We start with introductions. We go over handling, safety, just the outline of what to expect for that day. Because a lot of our women have either never held a gun before, or they have, but their first experience was like a negative experience, whether it was in a group full of dudes, or maybe the instructor was too militaristic with their mm-hmm. style of teaching, or sometimes they went to the range with their husband or their boyfriend and they were just not patient with them. So a lot of times they already come into it with their guard up, like, hey, I've already had a really horrible experience with this. So we start very slow. It also helps that majority of our instructors are women. Mm-hmm. And my husband grew up with five sisters and a single mother. So he knows like how to relate situations.
Awesome.
And then something different that we do after we go through the fundamentals, we start all of our students on BB guns because it just helps give you that extra level before giving you a loaded gun and saying, have at it, kid, see what happens.
Exactly. Yeah. That's awesome. That's funny you say that because I started out with that as well. I went to the range one time before we even got married. He was like, oh, we should just go and we can rent one and try it out. And I was like, okay, because coming from California with we didn't touch them. And that wasn't easy. You never do. You never touch it. You go out of the room and tell someone. And I'm like, who am I going to tell, man? He was like, let's get a BB gun. And we can just shoot it in the backyard. And I was like, okay, you know, that sounds cool. And it was so like easy just to do the little plinks. And it takes the fear out of it, I think, for somebody that, you know, just isn't quite sure or maybe had a bad experience. I think that's an absolutely amazing idea. Totally bridges that gap right there.
Yeah. Just helps with that. A bit of confidence. And then for us as instructors, it helps the safety concerns. We can catch that and nip that in the bud if someone's flagging or flashing or just being unsafe.
I really like that. I think that's a great idea. That's incredible. I've never heard anybody say that before. They're just like, no, you just get it behind it and you grab it and you do it. And it's, how am I supposed to hold it? I'm just getting off the teacup phase. I'm a really good shot with my AR, but when it comes to the pistol, for some reason, my hands and I'm like, eh. We're going to edit.
It's a lot of people, a lot of technique to it. And
yeah.
People with all sorts of different grips, they teach you not to hike your thumbs up. But I've seen some shooters in videos nail their target and their thumbs are way up here or they're everyone's so different. There's obviously the right and the wrong way to do it, but everyone just develops, I think, their own.
Mm-hmm. Whatever grip works for their hand within the confines of this. We'd like you to do it somewhat like this, but if for some reason your thumb is up, we're not going to. It's not that big a deal. Yeah. You know,
if you're hitting the target and you're running with it and moving with it and you're being pretty good with it, then by all means, it works.
That's one of the coolest things I thought when I saw that you guys are moving a lot, you know.
Yes.
And then I really appreciate there's people of all shapes and sizes because I'm a little bit bigger than most people.
Yeah.
I was laughing with Julie the other day. She was like, have you seen Katrina? And I was like, yeah. She's okay, just do another pull-up. And I was like, I can barely do one, so I'm always impressed. I was like, that's girl goals right there. I could, you know, she's like, she's got a fitness background. I was like, oh, okay. So I don't have to feel bad now.
Yeah. I got that part in the beginning. That goes back to my personal training prior to me getting into law enforcement. And then obviously being in law enforcement, it's like a non-negotiable. Like I try to keep myself in as good shape as I can.
Absolutely. I think that that's a good goal for anybody these days. But I'm curious because I had spoken to Ursula 308 not too long ago, and she said they don't actually train you to shoot when they just train you to qualify to pass the test. And I was like, oh, wow. So it's I don't know what to say, but I think it's pretty awesome that you go out of your way to actually train outside of your job, you know, if they're not really giving you any shooting time. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Law enforcement, generally speaking, you don't get a whole bunch of shooting time. And it's just the qualification, the target shooting. So unless like you're on SWAT or like a special ops team or something, you don't really get that additional training. And then I see both sides. Is it necessary? Absolutely. But sometimes you may not have the time or the finances working in law enforcement to go seek that additional training.
Right.
So it's
exactly
it's unfortunate. So I'm glad that I have my husband to teach me everything that I've learned so far.
I know. I was like, luckily I got a dude that was like, you need to learn how to do this, which I think is also very interesting. I don't know, depending on where you're born, I suppose, you know, the culture as to whether or not you're going to be shooting, that comes into play quite a lot. And here in Idaho, we're in Idaho, you don't need a license to conceal carry. You don't need a license to open carry. It's Idaho. So that's, I think it's a little bit more accepted here. Whereas in California, it's, oh my gosh, a gun. So yeah, that's rather interesting. But let me switch gears just a little bit. I'm curious, since you're a certified firearms instructor, what are some of the biggest challenges that you see for women in the firearms industry today?
I think just the internet. Okay. I feel like there's still a lot of people out there who have a negative mindset towards women having a firearm and learning self-defense. Like even us, we've taught some self-defense classes and we've literally had other men tell us like, we're setting women up to fail. You're giving them a false sense of confidence, things like that. So sometimes it's the negative mindset, I would say, towards women and the idea of them having a gun. It's like the stereotype of women being bad drivers. Some people still have the mindset, oh God, give a woman a gun, like she's going to go crazy.
Wow. That seems very 100 years ago to me.
But yeah. And it's everywhere, but you know, there's still going to be that on the internet. And so that just already puts a negative taste in a woman's mouth who wants to learn.
Yeah. Those are definitely some very common misconceptions. But that's to be expected. It's very interesting. Like when I went to go get my very first pistol, the guy looked at me like, your husband's over there. And I was like, no, I've talked to several people. I want this particular gun. He's like, do you want to like hold it or train with it or whatever? I was like, no, I've already done that. I just want to buy it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then that's probably the same guy that'll be like, yeah, this little one's fine. And then you just throw it in your purse and call it a day.
Yeah. And I'm like, first of all, I don't want to throw it in my purse. Second of all, I want something that fits in my hand. I want something that's a little bit heavier. That's another thing. Oh, a small gun is going to be great for you. Yeah. And I totally thought that in the beginning. I'm like, oh, it's small. So it's not as scary and it'll be fine. And the thing's literally just jumping out of your hand. And people are like, why would you want a heavier gun? I'm like, because it's easier to shoot it straight. I'm just saying. That's it.
And they have our class with the little snub nose revolver, and I'm like, you don't want to shoot that.
No,
you don't. If you want to enjoy shooting, I suggest you put that back in the box and shoot one of ours.
Yeah. Try this one instead. You might enjoy yourself. Man, this is really cool. I know that your husband has recently started his own Alpha Male Tactics, or
His Alpha Fight Tactics. So we've had Alpha Fight Tactical, and then we have a lot of men out there that once they see what we do, they're like, oh, wait, like that's badass. We want to do that too. But it's still the stigma of Alpha Female, that's feminine.
You got to have a good name.
So to make the men still feel masculine, because they're doing the same thing the women are doing. Just obviously now we have the men's version and we have the women's version, and we can keep them separate for comfort. Because that was the whole point of the women's classes, was to provide a comfortable learning environment for the ladies so they didn't feel they were around either former military or former law enforcement or just a bunch of guys that already had experience, and then they're brand new, feeling uncomfortable. So now we got guys' classes and we're getting that launched, and that'll be a lot of fun.
I love it. So when did the Zendira carry bag come into play? Because I see you with that every single day. It's like my favorite way to carry as well. It's super comfortable.
Julie, she just made a post on that the other day on how like our friendship and everything just began. So we were TikTok friends, I think. And she had actually called me, I think left a voicemail, 2022, just being like, hi, I'm with Zendira Concealed Carry Bags, yada, yada. And she had offered to see if I was interested in trying one of her bags and using it at the range. And I'm like, someone wants to send me a free bag to try it. Cool. Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Oh, was so, that like, that was the big one, right? And you shot it.
The big one, the Monday. And then she sent me, and she allowed me one day too to go take it to the range and actually shoot it up with the bulletproof armor. And I was like, this is so badass. Like, this is so fun. But we went from there, and I was putting it on my social media and posting with it. And this was before like we even had any kind of partnership or anything. I was just like, this is cool. Like the magnet idea is genius. And I agree with this. I think this is awesome. Even my husband was like, dude, this is cool. Like, why don't they have this for the guys?
The guys don't want to wear a fanny pack. I'm like, it's perfect.
His little man purse, I call it, that he carries sometimes. So he definitely rocks the man bag. But yeah, and so that just started from there and just snowballed. And so she sent me a version of each of her purses to take to the range because her being in Mexico, you know, she can't do that.
Yeah.
So I was like, shoot, send it to me. I will go try it at the range as much as. So she sent me one of each and took it to the range. And I was like, oh, I love these. And because I had a Jesse James concealed carry purse was my first one. Mm-hmm. And going from the zipper to the magnets and just having an easier option, I was like, okay, game changer. Like, you've sold me. This is so much better.
I can imagine a zipper kind of rips your hands up going in and out and things get caught and all of that. So yeah, this was definitely, yeah, I can't say enough good things about it. You know what I'm saying? It's just perfect. And I got my big full size the other day, the green one. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, oh my God, oh, this is perfect. Cause I have a little 32 Beretta that I was using.
Yeah.
Smaller one, which surprisingly, as it's an all metal gun, it's much better than some of the smaller guns you can get. But I got the P365 X Macro in the full size, and that one I'm like, oh, now I can actually carry it, because I was trying in the small one. I was like, it's too tight.
It's nice having that full holster too. It's a little bit easier, I think.
No, I think that was great. Also gives me a better draw, I feel like. I'm not trying to finagle it out. Mm-hmm. For someone who's a little less experienced, it helps me out a little bit. But I did have a few rapid-fire questions for you, if you feel like answering them.
Yeah, sure. Do it.
My husband was like, ask her pistol or rifle. And I was like,
I'll be honest, much more experienced shooting handguns and pistols than I have rifles. Rifles are great. Rifles are fun. Mm-hmm. But there's a time and a place for both.
You're so nonchalant about it.
Would it be cool to just walk around with a rifle? Yeah, but
people do in Idaho. They get some looks, I'll tell you. Okay, so what is your favorite firearm?
Probably my Glock 43X.
Really?
Just that's my everyday carry. That's the one I've shot the most. I'm a Glock fan. I know a lot of ladies like the P365. I'll be completely honest. Not my favorite. It was a little too snappy for me. So, but also to be honest, like I haven't shot a whole bunch of guns. There's still so many brands out there that I've never shot. So
there's
one day,
so many brands, period, right? It's just a mass amount.
One day when I have a bunch of money, I'm just going to go to a range and just rent every single one and just try every single one. But
I have to attend that session. That could be fun.
Yeah. So, but I like my Glock. My husband's a Glock dude too. We have several in the house. He carries his Glock 19. We have a 48, 43X. We just got the 44, which is the 22 caliber for our students that need a lighter gun or something with less recoil, or maybe the arthritis. The little 22 caliber is perfect for easier manipulation and handling. But then too, it was cool to find out one of my coworkers went to a Glock armor class. And they taught him that Glocks on average have about 30 something pieces to it. And the average gun has 70.
Yeah.
So it's nice to know that a Glock has way less pieces, meaning it's less opportunity for it to malfunction. So I feel safer with one.
Yeah, that's very cool. I had no idea. So what is the most rewarding part of teaching women about firearms?
Watching their confidence grow with just in that 4-hour window. Like we've had women come to our classes that they told us, like, I won't even, when my husband takes his gun out of the safe to clean it, I leave the house. Like, I won't even be in the same, under the same roof because I'm so scared. And then watching them get to the end of class being like, hell yeah, this is awesome. Some even go right to the store at the range because our range sells guns and they buy a gun that day. I'm like,
That's awesome.
Really, so just seeing their confidence grow. We've had a lot of students who have suffered trauma, abuse, whether it was with a firearm or not. We've had a student overcome. She unfortunately watched her husband point a gun at her and then take his life. So she was definitely very fearful and she came out very timid. And by the end of the class was just like, hell yeah, this is awesome.
I love it. That's awesome.
So just watching them go from even like closing their eyes and being like super nervous that by the end of class, they're tapping and racking and they're coming up on target and they're, you can just see the confidence in their manipulation, their handling, I don't know, like a weight off their chest or something. It just, it's so cool.
I love that. That's one of the reasons I started doing this podcast. I was like, we got to take the stigma out and we got to get people comfortable and we got to get people proficient and just make it like an everyday thing, right? This is America. But anyway. What is one thing you wish more people understood about female shooters?
I wish that they just didn't assume that they want or need the pink accessories or the little guns or the, you know, that a bigger gun is actually going to be better for them. Or just because they're a woman doesn't mean that they don't know anything about it. You know, just don't assume or stereotype, because there's a lot more women now carrying guns, educating themselves on guns, taking classes, becoming instructors. So, yeah. You know, just because a girl has a gun doesn't mean she has the little pink one she carries in her pink range bag with her pink. If you do, cool. If you like pink, awesome. More power to you. I'm not personally a pink person, but don't just assume just because a woman has a gun that she's going to fall into that category of having all like the dainty stuff. There's some badass women out there that have, that do some really dope stuff.
I love it. So my last little question for you, and it's slightly off topic, but what's the craziest thing that happened over spring break on the beach?
I got punched in the face by a 15-year-old.
Oh my God.
So we obviously have a zero tolerance with underage drinking. So the kids come down to the beach, they try to sneak it. Kid openly had a Michelob Ultra. So my partner and I, hey man, you're under arrest for underage drinking, because he admitted he's 15. He was resisting, didn't want to put his hands behind his back. So my third partner comes up, says, hey man, don't try to fight or run. Just put your hands behind your back. Not a big deal. We're going to call your mom, whatever. He tries to run. So of course we try to detain him. He punches my partner in the ear. So then we assisted him to the ground to put handcuffs on him. Place him in handcuffs. And then as we're escorting him back to my patrol truck, and this is on the beach, you've got 500 plus kids around you. They got their cell phones out. It's dark, like 10 o'clock at night. So he has his hands cuffed. He managed to slip out of his one of his cuffs. So he came around this way with a side swipe, and then the handcuff that was dangling came and it hit me in the face. And so the handcuff sliced my nose. And so we had to assist him to the ground again, put a second set of handcuffs on him. And I'm going like this. I'm like, man, my nose is just running. And then I look at my partners. They're like, no, your nose is bleeding. So the open handcuff just perfectly sliced two little lines in the bridge of my nose, and it was just bleeding. So
noses are bleeders, that's for sure. My God.
Oh, yeah. And you know, what could have been maybe just a little minor in possession charge slap on the wrist and a call to his mommy ended up in multiple felony charges at 15 years old.
I'm like, you're making it worse. We tried to tell you, just stop. These kids. Anytime something like that happens, I'm always like, what are you dealing with?
It's just they make bad choices, and it's always the parents. Oh, my kid's perfect. I'm like, maybe at home.
They might maybe at home.
But also, too, when they get around their peers and you're around 500 other kids, that peer pressure to make bad decisions definitely goes up.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Finally, for my last little question, what's your message to all the fierce women out there looking to dive into the world of firearms?
Do it. You won't regret it.
No, you won't. You'll have so much fun. And we're just sitting there waiting for you to get in there. So, Katrina, thank you so much for being on with me. You want to tell people where they can find you?
Yeah. So you can find us at alphafemaletactical.com, or you can Google us. We've got Instagram. We have Facebook. We have TikTok when I'm not in TikTok jail for posting a few videos and making them upset. But find us in the Florida Panhandle. So if you want to come visit, it makes a great beach trip, girls trip, couples adventure, whatever you want to do, family trip, come out to the Panhandle. You can do a range day with us and then go to the beach. And it's a lot of fun. We've already got a girls trip with some Instagram friends planned for September. So I'm excited for that.
I wasn't.
Yeah.
That's okay. I got kids. I can't go. but thank you so much. Oh, God. No. Leave my home. But thank you so much for being on with me today. I really appreciate it. It was so awesome to meet you and chat with you. And I really hope we get to know each other better.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having
me. Absolutely. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of Liberty, Lipstick, and Lead. I appreciate you so much. Please remember to follow, like, and subscribe. And if you enjoyed yourself and found some value, please leave me a 5-star review if you enjoyed today's episode. Until next time, stay empowered and stay safe.